The Little League World Series begins tomorrow in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Little League has spent the year recovering from a scandal at last year's tournament when a team from the Bronx was forced to forfeit its third-place finish. It turned out that Bronx star pitcher Danny Almonte was too old to play. This month, an anonymous letter to Little League officials again shook the sport, and another New York team, this one from Harlem. Stephanie Saul is a reporter for Newsday. She says the league is investigating whether several players live outside Harlem and should be disqualified.
We know that at least two of them, possibly three, live in the Hunts Point section of the Bronx. I went up there Tuesday to a building where two of the players live, according to the neighbors. The neighbors say they're very well known around the building. They play with their kids. They're frequently seen outside. One of the kids, Alibe Barkley, who was the starting pitcher in the Harlem Little League's game Tuesday night, goes to school at a school right across the street from that apartment building. The mother of Alibe Barkley claims that her son actually doesn't live there, that he lives with his grandfather in Harlem.
Now let me ask you a question. You know, I grew up in New York. I went to public high school in New York. People go from the Bronx to schools in Manhattan. They go from Manhattan to schools in the Bronx. You know, this is all New York City.
Well, the reason that those rules are established is that it prohibits a team in an urban area from plucking players from all over the area. I mean, they're competing with small towns and smaller cities that are confined really to the kids who live in their town because it's 60 miles away from the next town. But in urban areas like New York and Washington, D.C. and Boston, it's a lot easier to stack the teams with good players if you're drawing from a wider metropolitan area.
As I sat looking at these articles in the paper, there seemed to be another issue that's difficult to talk about, and that is that African-American families are often extended families. Kids may often live with grandparents, with aunts. The situation may change from one year to the next. You know, that plays in here somehow, don't you think?
I think it could, and it's possible that this Little League model doesn't really work the same way in an urban area that it does in a rural area. But, you know, the rules are there, The rules say that you either have to use the address of one of your parents or your legal guardian.
Now, have you gone to Harlem to gauge reaction? I gather that residents in Harlem were very, very angry last night when they heard of the controversy.
You know, I haven't gone to Harlem to gauge that. I have talked to a lot of people on both sides, but I've also talked to people from Harlem who say, you know, thanks for writing this because my kid wanted to play, and he couldn't play because another kid was coming in from the Bronx.
Do you have any sense of how this is going to be resolved?
I don't. There are many different possibilities, and today the team in Lehigh, Pennsylvania, or Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, it's called the Lehigh Little League, they were the team who was defeated Tuesday night by Harlem, asked that they be named Mid-Atlantic champions. That's one scenario, that Harlem could be eliminated and Lehigh could be put in as Mid-Atlantic champions. And, you know, it's very sad. It's sad for the kids who lost. It's sad for the Harlem kids who, you know, everybody loses sight of the fact that these are really just kids who want to play baseball. And all these kids have a dream to go to Williamsport. And when you bring in illegal players, you destroy the dream.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stephanie Saul is a reporter from Newsday. She joined us from Queens, New York.